is March 12th, 2023, Liberation Station Radio Show. The site is theliberationstation.com, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. I'm Chris Steiner, and your calls are welcome, 512-248-8252, and toll-free, 800-313-9443. We'll get to your calls after a couple of long clips, probably starting in the second hour, definitely starting in the second hour. And in the meantime, I can pay attention to the chat room over on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. That's the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. And we are streaming live on Facebook at We Are Change Tampa, facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa, which I will soon share over to the Republic Broadcasting page, facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. First, so much news. We haven't played Jeffrey Jackson from the Jackson Report, the high wire with Del Bigtree, so we haven't, since we haven't done that in a while, and there's a lot of news this week, we're going to spend 50 minutes, the first clip is 50 minutes of the Jackson Report, because he does such a great job of covering what's going on this past week, especially with the former CDC director, Robert Redfield, saying that he was not let in on the conversation and the private phone chat with Fauci and NIH director Francis Collins and others. And wouldn't you know that Fauci rebutted what Redfield said. So I found on CNN's channel last night that, Fauci disagrees. I really would like to get into it, but he's just lying as usual. He's refuting what Redfield said, and he's saying it's unfortunate. But, it's really interesting to hear him squirm in this clip that we'll play following the Jackson Report from CNN. We'll play about 3 minutes of Fauci's tap dancing, which is quite enriching, enlightening to see that, hey, we're moving the conversation along, making Fauci actually address the issue. But, the lab leak theory, he, of course, downplays. He doesn't want to implicate himself. He doesn't want to incriminate himself. So that's good. We're making some progress on getting Fauci held accountable. So in just a moment, we'll get that clip ready to roll. And this is, again, from the last edition, The High Wire with Del Bigtree, March 9th, 2023. The site is thehighwire.com for their show. That's every Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And let's see, give me just a second here. I'll get this up on the screen for those who would like to follow along with all the graphics, articles that I read, or anything that any videos that we play are going to be shown up on the Facebook live stream, facebook.com/WeAreChangeTampa. And soon to be over, once I get this clip playing, we'll share that over to the Republic Broadcasting page, facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting. And good morning, Mer Bailey, there in the chat room. Thanks for posting the link to, as she always does, the link to the video, to the live stream video. So without further ado, please, Sam, roll that clip.
Is one of the greatest leaders and friends of this movement. I'm talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. I'm not sure if you saw the news this week, but it's pretty incredible. This was reported out of New Hampshire just at the end of last week. Take a look at this.
It's been a long time since the Kennedy name was associated with a long-shot outsider presidential campaign, but those days could be making a comeback. On Friday, Robert Kennedy Jr., speaking at St. Anselm College, was asked if he's considering a run for the White House in 2024.
I'm thinking about it. That's all I'm saying. I'm past the biggest hurdle, which is that my wife has green-lighted it.
And in a one-on-one interview, Kennedy told us he would not be deterred if President Joe Biden seeks a second term, and that he'd run on progressive campaign issues.
On the rigging of the system, the war against America's middle class,
But one issue puts Kennedy out of step with the Democratic Party. For years, he's been a leader in the vaccine resistance movement.
And all of these injuries that I speak about to children, there is no bigger issue for our country than that.
What would you say to someone who is skeptical about you based on your vaccine activism, that they disagree with you? They might agree with you on everything else, but they disagree with how you've handled yourself there.
Show me where I got it wrong. Let's talk about it.
If he runs, RFK Jr. also must contend with a tragic family legacy, the assassinations of his uncle and his father, who was murdered on the presidential campaign trail in 1968.
Do you have to worry about your own safety if you do launch a campaign?
I'm not worried about my safety.
One question for Kennedy if he runs is whether his last name still holds the political power it once did.
The Kennedy name has gusto. There's no question about that. How far does it take him? That's a different story.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I never thought I'd see moments like this. I mean, look, I don't know what Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to do, but when I hear the things that he said, what we know he's already said publicly, and you see headlines like this, and then you realize on the other side of the aisle is a similar human being in Ron DeSantis, who's been standing in Florida, actively speaking out against the COVID vaccine and the lockdowns. Similar headlines, will Ron DeSantis run for president in 2024? Folks, if you have any question that the climate around the conversation, one of which is the heart of the work that we do here at the High Wire, that it's not shifting, can you imagine if in both parties, and I don't care who you're with, I'm just talking about our issue right here, we may actually have two candidates carrying that message forward and demanding that the media cover it. Very, very exciting times. You know, I don't know what Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to do, but if you want to sort of track his conversations, maybe pester him a little bit, here is, you can check out his Substack, robertkennedyjr.substack.com, and he's pretty active on Twitter, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Twitter. You know, just an amazing moment. Who knows what's going to happen, but boy, there's a lot of hope when you start realizing the potential for for politicians to start really covering this issue. We're about to get into some more politicians that aren't backing away from the truth. It's time for the Jackson Report. All right, Jeffrey, there's a lot of amazing stuff going down, and so much of it, oddly, you know, is political. I mean, it's so weird when we got into this issue that, you know, it just seems like, why is health, you know, getting polarized politically? But as we look at it, they're really taking sides, and it's a very odd debate to be watching happen around the world.
It is. And Del, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And the pendulum swung so hard over these last 3 years. Yeah. Mandated vaccines, forced masking, essentially, liberty-killing lockdowns, and it's swinging hard back the other way. So get ready. You know, we've had the Fauci files that we've covered, you know, for years on this show. Some of it actually we received through our FOIA request at ICANN, Informed Consent Action Network. We've had the Twitter files, who Matt Taibbi he just got done testifying in front of Congress, talking about what he found, and he's calling it a censorship industrial complex. DOD, CIA, FBI, nearly every agency was sending spreadsheets to Twitter to censor people. Yeah. And now we have, coming out of the UK, the biggest story there, not really getting a lot of play here in the United States, but the lockdown files. And this centers around Matt Hancock. He was the former UK health secretary, and he gave his information, his WhatsApp, Twitter accounts, all his messages, and he wanted to have a memoir written about him, a COVID pandemic memoir about how he, you know, rose to the challenge and really helped save the UK. And he gave this to a woman to write, signed a contract with her. Her name is Isabella Oakeshott. And she took this and she was reading through it and she goes, wait a minute, there's some really disturbing things in these WhatsApp messages. I think it's actually in the best interest of the country to release these, break the contract, and let the freedom speak and let the truth speak. So this is what started it off. So thank you to the journalists that have been out there these last 3 years that have been really just breaking these stories, and the lawyers as well for getting the FOIA requests and normal citizens. And this is Isabella's Twitter page on February 28th. She gave these all to the Telegraph. That's the paper out of the UK. She says the lockdown files at Telegraph is the biggest leak of data involving the government since the 2009 MP's expenses scandal, shedding new light on issues including care home deaths, lockdowns, testing, school closures, face masks. We all deserve to know. And Dell, you know, looking at that list, we were really, really interested. So again, this is a little different than the Fauci files where you could just freely search this, anybody in the public. This was kind of this being gatekept by the Telegraph, and they're just pumping out article after article as they look through these, 100,000 plus messages. Yeah. So this is the headline here. If you want to go to the to Telegraph's page and check it out, and let's just go through some of the revelations here. So we talked about fear. Fear was used so many times during this pandemic. And here's the first one. Authors discuss when to deploy new variant, Project Fear. And so this is Matt Hancock talking to his media advisor, Damon Poole, and they're talking about basically trying to scare the pants off the public. And let's look at, let's go right into these messages. This is going to be a kind of a theme of this segment, going from the headline to the messages. Let's see what they say. So Damon Poole says this: rather than doing too much forward signaling, we can roll pitch with the new strain. Again, Damon Poole, not a doctor, not a scientist, is advising, he's telling Matt Hancock how to do this, not asking him, telling him. And Matt Hancock says, we frighten the pants off everyone with the new strain. And Damon Poole says, yep, that's what will get proper behavior change. Matt Hancock says, when do we deploy the new variant? And then Damon Poole starts to really strategize this. He says, been thinking more about this and think we need to be more cautious. The strain, that is. Think you made the point earlier, but we need to keep schools off paperwork and agenda. Yeah, I think that means keep schools closed. And Matt Hancock says, yes. And then Damon Poole says something really interesting. He says, worth doing a bit about no leaking at the top, I think. Big risk with the variant. That's the new variant they're about to release. He says, right-wing papers go for a renewed push for the let it rip on the basis the vaccine strategy is undermined. Matt Hancock says, that's why we reassure on the vaccine. So this media advisor is saying, yeah, let's scare the pants off people with this new variant. But, you know, people are going to say the vaccines didn't work because now new variants are coming. And this let it rip, that's kind of internal censorship code word for the Great Barrington Declaration. You know, that thing that was almost signed by a million people now.
Right.
Jay Bhattacharya, Martin Kordoff, et al.
And simply put, protect the elderly, those at high risk. And it was a very specific group of people. As I say, I didn't use the let it rip. I said, let's go out and catch this cold from everybody that was healthy. You didn't have any comorbidities, you know, under the age of, 60. You really were going to fare well and we could get to herd immunity. So it's that idea that they're obviously saying, well, that's going to say that the vaccine, if we talk about the variant, the vaccine, they're going to say it isn't working. But just to be clear, when they're saying, let's release the new variant, some people you might be thinking they're like actually going to like release another lab created variant. Is that the sense you get? Or are they just saying, we know there's another variant out there, let's release the press around it? I mean, just, I want to make sure we're not misleading people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it does read like that. The sense I got in also researching this is the data monitoring from the WHO and everybody else that was giving them input had suggested there is a new variant. The problem was they need to politicize it. When's the best time for the greatest amount of impact to let the public know about this? So, you know, all these messages are really shorthand. So you kind of got to like read up a couple times to really understand what they're talking about. But so in that let it rip was like a limited hangout. That none of the authors of the Great Barrington Declaration said anything about let it rip. They've never used those words. That was used to discredit them. So they're actually going back and forth with misinformation in their text messages. So a day after that text message exchange between a media advisor, Matt Hancock goes in front of the press and says this.
Over the last few days, thanks to our world-class genomic capability in the UK, we have identified a new variant of coronavirus, which may be associated with the fastest spread in the southeast of England. Initial analysis suggests that this variant is growing faster than the existing variants, and the latest clinical advice is that it's highly unlikely that this mutation would fail to respond to a vaccine. But it shows we've got to be vigilant and follow the rules, and everyone needs to take personal responsibility not to spread this virus.
I mean, there he went. Scared the pants off of them was the goal, and that, you know, mission accomplished. It scared the pants off of everybody, delivered in a dire consequences, you know, type of tone. And behind the scenes, it's all just, you know, theater.
Absolutely. You know, it's spreading fast. The vaccine, yeah. There's no evidence the vaccine doesn't work. So check that one too. We got to call on the vaccine on there. So now let's talk about lockdowns. So these messages talk about how they kind of worked to behind the scenes for the lockdown vote. And there was a tier system. So when the full lockdowns were coming to an end, there was going to be a vote. And well, instead of just releasing everybody, we're going to have a tier system, tier one, tier two, tier three. And we're going to have this thing in tier, you know, the highest tier will be full lockdown again. And then, you know, various levels of that, but all pretty much, you know, restrictions on life and liberty at that point, you know, social gatherings, things like that, masking. Mm-hmm. And so there was obviously a very important vote coming. And we have this from the Telegraph. It says how off the boil MPs who criticized lockdowns were placed on a secret red list. So to really frame this story and get some impact on it, I want to bring attention to a member of parliament. His name is James Daly. And James Daly is really interested. His focus is on kids with disabilities, getting them back in school. And, you know, sometime before this vote to have this tier system come in, James Daly said this in parliament. Take a listen.
Okay.
On National Teaching Assistance Day, will the Prime Minister join me in thanking teachers, teaching assistants and all support staff for the extraordinary work they're undertaking to bring our children back to schools, colleges and nurseries in COVID-secure environments throughout Bury, Ramsbottom and Tottington? And will he update the House on implementation of the National Tutoring Programme, as many of the most vulnerable and disadvantaged children in my seat need this help at the earliest opportunity?
So he talks about the disadvantaged children, a tutoring program, getting
clearly
the kids
wanting to get them all back into school, right?
Right, yeah. And he was behind something called this Learning Disability Hub too. He wanted to get kids with disabilities, you know, really help them out with this. So now we go back to the WhatsApp messages with Matt Hancock, and he's talking to a special advisor, a parliamentary special advisor for the Department of Health. His name is Alan Nixon, and Alan Nixon.
Oh my God! This kid's like 13 years old. This is making the decisions for the world.
You got Junior. A kid with acne making the decisions for you. Right. Wow. So he says this to Matt Hancock. Again, not suggesting, kind of telling. He says, I think we need to dangle our top ass over some of these 2019 intake MPs who are going off the boil this coming week, meaning this coming week for the vote. Thoughts on me suggesting to Chief Spads that they give us a list of the 2019 intakes thinking of rebelling, meaning not voting against this. For example, James. Remember, James Daly, we just saw him. James wants his learning disability hub in Bury. Oh, that terrible person. He says, whips, call him up and say health team want to work with him to deliver this, but they'll be off the table if he rebels. We're talking about blackmail, Del.
Wow.
Plain black and white, simple blackmail here. He says, these guys' reelection hinges on us in a lot of instances, and we know what they want. We should seriously consider using it. IMO, again, using blackmail. Matt Hancock says, we shouldn't do that. No, he says, yes, 100%, not 99, 100. And so in the article, I mean, just stunning revelations. We're just getting started here. So he says this in the article, they write, Mr. Nixon sent Mr. Hancock a spreadsheet from the whip's office. So he got his spreadsheet with the names of 95 Tory MPs who had reservations about the tiers policy, of whom 57 were rated red, meaning they were hardliners. The Tories are like conservatives here in the U.S. And you can see the Telegraph actually posted that spreadsheet. So you can go to the article and read the spreadsheet.
We'll pause it right there, pick it back up when we get current information station radio show. We're currently in this clip of the last edition of the High Wire Adult Victory in Jeffrey Jackson.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket. not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the Snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven. You're listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Chris Steiner with you, and we'll resume this clip of the last edition, March 9th, 2023, of The High Wire with Del Bigtree and Jeffrey Jackson's weekly appearance, doing such a great job on recapping the news. This is such a, it's such a must-listen-to show, I'd say, but this is a must-listen-to segment of recapping so much news that's happened this week. It's I'm surprised isn't really getting as much press coverage online, or not a whole lot of coverage online, but there's a lot of bits and pieces that are here, scattered here and there. I've seen on various posts, and I think Jeffrey Jackson does a great job of compiling them. So, Sam, when you're ready, please resume that clip.
Read the comments about them. And what's interesting is we have this time capsule now, and there was some good happening during the pandemic. People talking about, I'm not voting for this because if they're using the words economic harms, there's no cost benefit analysis done.
I mean, when I look at that list, I try to imagine if here in the United States of America, as I watch Jim Jordan, who's going to be coming up here in a minute, and Massey and Ron Johnson and you know, these people, if they, if our government, if Tony Fauci, which he probably does have a list, right? This is, you have to imagine, but can you imagine if these guys found out they were on a list and being targeted, that certain things they cared about would be taken away if they didn't vote correctly? I mean, this is, I hope this is blowing up the government in the UK, because here, I think it would be nuclear.
I'm no lawyer, but it seems like there's a lot of evidence here. So days before the vote, Matt Hancock is actually asking Mr. Nixon for the names in a frantic way. He says this in his messages. He says, can you resend me the list? Just need to call. So he's saying, give me the list of the names. I need to call these people. I'm going to call them directly. And Nixon, 2 minutes later, says, yes, no problem. This starts firing off names. Boom, boom, boom. So here we have Matt Hancock calling these people personally. I wonder what was discussed on those conversations. Yeah. My gosh. And as history shows, the tier system was approved. Here's the headline from that time. And 55 Tories rebel as COVID tier system approved in Commons. I wonder what happened to those 55 Tories. Interesting to keep an eye on them to see if they're the things they want that are important to right. them kind of fall to the wayside because they didn't vote properly. But now we move on to something else. We're talking about lack of liberty, the lockdowns. And in the UK, they actually had some pretty hard quarantines. They actually had quarantine hotels. This was a B-roll of quarantine hotel at Heathrow Airport. People would land. They couldn't leave. You see that fence there, and there's this chain link fence that people can't get past. A journalist tried to talk to them, and they were ushered away by like guards or something. I don't know what was going on there. But these are the people that would land from like red-listed countries, and they'd have to do these quarantines. They couldn't get out unless they had two negative COVID tests. And we know all those false positives that were thrown up during that time were giving people a huge problem. They couldn't get out of these quarantine hotels. But yeah. then let's talk about what it was like in there. This was a headline from the time. During those quarantine hotels, my Heathrow quarantine hotel hell, tiny rooms, rude staff, and cold curries. And so, what was the government doing at that time?
Like hell. Oh man,
can't have your cold
Would you
curry
like another
during the
curry
lockdown.
Smoothie? No, no, I want out of here. Jeez.
So was the government really, really trying to help these people, trying to really get through these quarantines? This is what the Telegram had to say about this. It says, how those in government gloated as travelers went through distress of the hotel. Back to the WhatsApp messages. This should be a common theme at this point. Matt Hancock says this on February 5th of 2021. We are giving big families all the suites and putting pop stars in box rooms. And then Simon Case, he's a permanent secretary at number 10 Downing Street. He said, I just want to see some of the faces of people coming off the first class and into a Premier Inn shoebox. He just wants to see their faces. How funny that must be. And then Simon Case the next day says, any idea how many people we locked up in the hotels yesterday? Matt Hancock said, none. But 149 chose to enter the country and are now in quarantine hotels due to their own free will, exclamation mark. Simon Case, hilarious.
Oh,
this guy thinks
God.
Funny. I mean, Del, this is psychopathic behavior at this point.
Wow.
I mean, this is not even – so fast forwarding now, did it even help? Did locking down – you know, besides getting laughed at by your government, did it even help? We have this headline here. Quarantine hotels. UK authorities don't know how many cases they prevented despite £400 million spent. And that's where we're at with that. That story, just the bookend there, we don't even know if it helped, these lockdowns. And it made a lot of people very uncomfortable. They spent a lot of money because people had to pay out of their own pocket to go in these quarantine hotels, £2,000-£3,000. So
just to imagine, like when you think about.
Shot. I hope I get mine, cause believe it or not, I think I might die unless I take what they got. My brain's too fried, so I give it no thought. Because the FDA said it's safe for me. The drug companies claim that it's made for me. And the government, they're gonna pay for me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Welcome to the revolution. All the walls are breaking down. It's time you had a taste of losing. Time the tables turn around. I see a glimpse of the recognition, but it's too little, it's too late. And what you thought was your best decision just became your worst mistake. What I mean is why.
Back, Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you, and the site is theliberationstation.com. In just a moment, we'll resume the clip where it is playing the last March 9th, 2023 edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree featuring Jeffrey Jackson. And first, I wanted to interject a comment here regarding this pursuit of the truth to keep hold Fauci accountable, keep the Republic safe. Dave in New York, I see, is commenting in the chat room. He says, seriously, do we think for a minute that our efforts will stop the end time plans of God and save the U.S., that evil corporation for which judgment has been determined? Even Jeremiah Wright saw this back in 2001 so pointedly and eloquently. Blunt, dark creatures. We cannot shore up what God is taking down. Thus Trump gone, but Puppin' Trump still used. Now in the news, retribution is coming from God. Eliminate Trump from your list of gods that you worship falsely and without justification or honor. And to relate that to what Attorney Jeff Rentz said this past week on an interview with Alex Jones, I remember him saying that he doesn't see any reason for folks to not support Trump except for that Trump still supports the COVID shots and boosters. So, no, there are plenty of other reasons. I'll have to let Attorney Rentz know about that. Because I have a long list of reasons why Trump is a deep state, if anyone would like me to email that to them. I am going to make it up on a blog, post it on a blog on my website. But first, if you'd like to get it right away, if you want to email me, liberationstation@protonmail.com. That's liberationstation@protonmail.com. And I have a long laundry list with references of problematic issues. Trump supporting 5G is secure 5G and beyond Act of 2020, Public Law 116-129, signed March 23rd, 2020, or enacted then March 23rd, 2020. And Trump supporting GMOs. Trump never pardoned Snowden, Manning, or Assange, but he did pardon quite a few of his, well, I won't say his, but his gangster friends, perhaps their friends. I don't know why else he would pardon them. You can go to justice.gov. I have the link in my notes that I'll send if you'd like, or that I'll post soon on my blogs page. Because this is such an important issue, it's a lot more than just the COVID shots. Him supporting the red flag gun laws, but he changed his mind on the bump stock ban, NSA spying, and warrantless wiretapping. And then I remember last year he was at the CPAC meeting denouncing big tech and their spying on us. And he's in bed with them. Trump signed Bill S-139. This is, I'm just going to read from what Electronic Frontier Foundation wrote January 13th, 2018. Make no mistake, the bill that Trump eventually signed, S-139, very much affects American citizens. That bill reauthorized Section 702, originally enacted as part of the FISA Amendments Act, a legal authority the NSA uses to justify its collection of countless Americans' emails, chat logs, and browsing history without first obtaining a warrant. The surveillance allowed under this law operates largely in the dark and violates the Americans' Fourth Amendment right to privacy. Certainly. And some other articles on that I have as well. Supporting Bayer and Monsanto in their lack of oversight for GMOs and regarding Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, weed killer glyphosate in Roundup. And he expanded the NDAA, tried to indefinitely detain Adham Amin Hassoun. Trump did, but he failed. Of course, he never opposed the Patriot Act. And that's a good summary for now of why Trump still is deep state. He would have to repudiate his previous actions. Not his words, his actions. So I just wanted to address that to you, Dave, in New York. Don't idolize anybody. And, lastly, you know, what if Trump, just imagine if Trump was put up there as the false opposition. I mean, I know he was, but if you have a hard time imagining it, well, it explains why it's so easy for him to come out as such a volatile figure and promote hydroxychloroquine, and then folks will denounce hydroxychloroquine simply because Trump said it. So the message needs to be pointed out to those who are not only in the cult of personality, but the cult of anti-personality, that, hey, we independents over here, we are armed with a lot more information, a lot more dirt on Trump than you've been made aware, and it's because your party members, like Biden, are supportive of those same positions, and that's why you will not hear from your party on these issues opposing Trump. That's why you will not be given the best ammunition to fight Trump. And so we who are more independently minded need to let both sides know we're not taking sides. We don't idolize anyone. And this is how you have been played if you denounce something that Trump says simply because he said it. And that's all I have to comment. On that point, to not think that if one party member or another gets in, then they're going to change things for the better. You're going to be able to just go back to work and vote, and that's all you have to do. Just vote harder and harder. Don't have to do any other kind of activism. No, you still do. So I'm sure most of this audience knows that. Some who may not be aware needed to remind you. And with that being said, Sam, if you're ready, please resume the where we were, the last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree with Jeffrey Jackson on March 9th, 2023.
About the importance of a republic like we have here in the United States of America and having a government for the people, by the people, that is trying to, you know, take our freedoms away and get in control of our liberty. When you see the power that these little health ministers and everything, and the Faucis all had, you have to imagine it was no different here. We were having the same experience here. But, you know, they're laughing at us. They're giggling about taking first-class travelers and sticking them into a shoebox. I mean, these are psychopaths, and sure, they want more power. God, you know, God help us if we're stupid enough to give them a single inch more. If anything, it's really time to get back and put them on the leash. They're the ones that should be on the leash, not us.
And these messages center obviously around Matt Hancock because they're his messages. However, understand, it's not about one person. It's about the structural format of the government and how it performed during this. And this is, you know, it's a testament to why government should never have this power again. Now, let's go to testing. So we talked about that Matt Hancock had this great 100,000 tests a day, basically a goal. Matt Hancock sets targets of 100,000 coronavirus tests a day. So this was his big thing. This is his big move. He was really grandstanding on this. And he, during that time, he was given all the large care homes gave him messages, sent letters to his office and said, look, you got to be really careful. You have to test all these people coming in these care homes because this stuff spreads like wildfire here. Remember Cuomo in New York, same situation there. He just packing the nursing homes, wasn't testing people coming from hospitals. And so this is the headline here. Matt Hancock,
and by the way, Cuomo
warned.
He had to hide his death rate, which is what really got him into trouble. He took the default out, which was some form of sexual harassment. That was the easier way out than what was really at his doorstep, which is you murdered elderly and then hid it from the world. I mean, let's not
Correct.
Forget that happened. Okay.
Correct.
So similarly in the UK.
Similarly in the UK. So Matt Hancock was warned, says the headline, of COVID care home risk in March of 2020. So at that same time, let's look at the conversations he was having. So again, the lockdown files, we go back to those. Headline, Matt Hancock rejected expert advice on care home testing WhatsApp messages reveal. And we go into those, and on April of 2020, remember, he was warned in March of 2020, you really got to be careful of these care homes. In April of 2020, he says, fine, tell me if I'm wrong, but I would rather leave it out and just commit to test and isolate all going into care from hospital. I do not think the community commitment adds anything, and it muddies the waters. Have that for a Q&A response. So he's saying, yeah, if you're coming from the hospital, cool. But if you're coming from the community or off the street, you just let these people go pack the nursing homes. That's fine. And we now know that that's where a lot of the transmission happened from off the streets. So he goes on to say this. Now, remember, he has this testing goal. He's this is a big thing. Someone named Civil Servant says, asymptomatic testing sub is reading. Top recommendation is that you agree to prioritize testing of asymptomatic staff and residents in care homes where an outbreak has been recorded within the past 14 days. If that's not happening, don't prioritize it. No big deal. We estimate this will result in 60,000 tests being carried out across 2,000 care homes in the next 10 days. Matt Hancock says, this is okay so long as it does not get in the way of actually fulfilling the capacity and testing. So he's basically saying this is fine, but I have this goal. I'm grandstanding on this goal politically. So as long as that pesky care home testing doesn't get in the way of my testing goal that I put out to the public,
protecting people, just make sure my goal is protected.
Exactly. Wow. I mean, politicized to the core on this one. And what WhatsApp message leak? Lockdown files won't be complete without some vaccine messages, some good old fashioned vaccine stuff. So let's talk about this. Before we talk about that, though, the end of the care home fiasco led to this. This is the, you know, it was kind of a really sad headline. More care home residents died of COVID in second wave than first in England and Wales. You know, we're talking like over 40,000 people. It's
so his lack of concern about the care home is ultimately he had the same brilliant achievement as Cuomo. You murdered innocent elderly all across the country.
It appears so. And now, so he did, you know, beyond these media advisors and these kids, basically these young kids that are advising him, we did have Chris Whitty in there. He's the chief medical officer for England at the time. And he said this is the headline: COVID not deadly enough to fast track vaccines. Chris Whitty advised ministers. So he was basically saying, he said like 1% at the time. He said, look, for a disease of about 1%, let's say, you know, it's really not worth fast tracking these vaccines and not doing the proper safety studies. Now, 1%. So let's see. And again, this isn't to give credit where credit's due, but we know how history showed. It was a group government decision. So Chris Whitty was even off at 1%. So we look at John Ioannidis. He's the preeminent epidemiologist. He's done amazing work during this pandemic. And he has this, a paper, the updated paper, Age Stratified Infection Fatality Rate of COVID-19 in the Non-Elderly Population. And he says, remember 1% when they were talking about behind the scenes, he says across 31 systemically identified national seroprevalence studies in the pre-vaccination era, the median infection fatality rate of COVID-19 was estimated to be 0.034% for people aged 0 to 59 years and people 0.095% for those aged 0 to 69 years. So not even close to 1%. And that was Chris Whitty's advice. If it's 1%, we shouldn't fast track the vaccines and skip safety testing. It was way below that. So another X mark for Matt Hancock's record here. Not good. And so did he listen to his vaccine czar? This is a woman named Kate Bingham, and she was interviewed in 2020 by the Financial Times. And this was the interview, if you want to take a look at this. This is actually, in light of the whole thing, kind of a funny thing. Less than half UK population to receive coronavirus vaccine, says task force head. And she says, the Financial Times, Kate Bingham told the Financial Times that vaccinating everyone in the country was not going to happen, adding, we just need to vaccinate everyone at risk. She goes on to say, people keep talking about time to vaccinate the whole population, but that is misguided, she said. There's going to be no vaccination of people under 18. It's an adult-only vaccine for people over 50, focusing on healthcare workers and care home workers and the vulnerable. So, I mean, you know, you look back at the pandemic, that's about as close to a middle-of-the-road statement as you're going to get. It was science-based at the time. If you take, you know, the science, TM, that was what it showed, what we were shown. So let's look at the WhatsApp messages. And let's see what Matt Hancock had to say about that. So here's Damon Poole again, media advisor. He sends Matt Hancock the link of this Financial Times article. And he says, this is unhelpful. and funny, Matt Hancock, with all the finance and the UK government at his disposal, says, I don't have a subscription to the Financial Times. But is this Kate? And Damon Poole says, yes. And Matt Hancock says, if so, we absolutely need number 10 to sit on her hard, whatever that means. She has view and a wacky way of expressing them and is totally unreliable. She regards anything that isn't her idea as political interference. Damon Poole says, yep, I had a blazing row with her when I was at number 10. I'll speak with them. It's not her call, and it is deeply unhelpful.
And for those of us in America or around the world where number 10 doesn't make sense, that's essentially the prime minister they're talking about, right? Get the prime minister to sit on her. At that point would have been, what, Boris Johnson, I suppose?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So that's what's going on there. Anybody that expressed anything that wasn't full vaccination for the entire population all the time, day and night. You're going to get number 10 to sit on you. It's very unhelpful. You're wacky. This is crazy. You're done. Forget about it. Even if you come to him with science like Chris Witty did and said, we shouldn't skip these vaccine trials. But another thing that was used against people like that, whether it was in these messages or publicly, was this moniker of hard right or far right. And it's in the U.S. It's also in the U.K. And people opposing the lockdowns in the government were labeled as that. So this is the headline here. Toxic culture of fear meant lockdown skepticism was
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Get the dagger bone. Get the dagger bone. Everybody scream at school. Better get my pleasure breaking all the rules. Cause less of my big gifts and life is cruel. Well, I guess I'm just an educated.
And welcome back. Liberation Station Radio Show. Chris Steiner with you. And speaking of All About the Kids, in the next hour, we will get into the March 8th, just 4 days ago, press conference that Governor DeSantis, along with a lot of other great presenters, many of whom happen to be black, he gave a press conference that began with a video of a lot of pornographic school books that the press seems to, it's the news that they lose, which proves that's what you can truly use. And I'll get into that, not into any graphic detail in the second hour, but it's good to see that the media is finally having a report, or having a report a little bit on it. I called up a radio show I'll mention and got to give some good info. Maybe I'll play that next week. So I've got to speak to one of the school board members that who Governor DeSantis has put on a blacklist of school board members to remove. Jessica Vaughn is her name, out of Hillsborough County, and got to speak with her on a local radio show. I won't play that this show, but I'll reference where you can listen to it. And we'll just play for the remainder of this segment and pick up on the next hour, this clip from last edition of The High Wire with Del Bigtree, Jeffrey Jackson's weekly appearance. So, Sam, when you're ready, please resume that clip.
Dismissed as hard right paranoia. So now we move over to the United States. That's the same essential label that was put on people at CNN if they wanted to look into the lab leak. So this was CNN, or ex-CNN boss now, Jeff Zucker, told staff not to probe lab leak theory because it was a Trump talking point. Boy, were they wrong.
Wow.
My gosh. So we have this thing now. There's these levels of ways that the censorship is happening. Right now, we have the FTC is demanding the names of the journalists who were given access to the Twitter files, and we know how that works. But we have a lack of trust in these agencies. This was a new study, a new poll that was put out. Trust in U.S. federal, state, and local public health agencies during COVID-19, responses and policy implications. And this was one of the graphs. This was made by Axios during the reporting. And they says they looked at the CDC. The major reasons why Americans say they lack trust in the CDC for accurate COVID-19 information. Dell, 74%, this is the highest I've ever seen, said political influence on recommendations and policies is why they don't trust the CDC.
Wow.
73% said I don't trust the CDC because they've given too many conflicting recommendations. And 60% say private sector influence, a la Big Pharma, on recommendations and policies.
Wow.
I mean, overwhelming. This is just overwhelming.
Well, and they're right. I mean, it shows you that's the wake-up call right there. We are waking up to what's actually going on here because they've just gone way too far.
And they have. And what happens when they go way too far? They double down. And this is a concerning thing I'm seeing. Heads up if you're in Washington State, because this is kind of the next movement on the attack of free speech and the First Amendment. So in 2022, there was a study that was commissioned by the Attorney General's office in Washington State. This was a study on domestic terrorism. Remember those words? They keep coming up, and they're coming up for a reason. The report says this. The report's top line, its number one recommendation.
And we'll pause it right there.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.